ought to say, by God, I think this is great. Praise the president. Let's have a little of that.
And of course, if in the campaign, he would not sit on his hands. If he, but I, he's all steamed up. He was babbling away then on Saturday when he told me it was almost incredible.
He was really, really hot.
They all are. I get letters to... one interesting letter I got today, which I will get to you and read to you. The man who brought in this group of Harvard professors.
I enjoy it.
What is the first piece of conception and execution? my warmest congratulations, then again on conception and completion alike. Since I was vehement in criticizing the president on Cambodia, I owe you equal vehemence in praising the president on the trip and its superbly handled aftermath. The president's timing and terseness was masterful. Now, if the substantive outgrowths are as useful as they promised to be, my substantive concerns of last summer and that of my colleagues will have disappeared as well. Then you can serve Crow, and we will all eat it gratefully. Meanwhile, our fingers are crossed, and I wish you and your boss the best. This is the man who, the chairman of that Harvard group that came down here to tell me that if I didn't leave and that they were cutting off from the president and they were going to work on Congress. Oh, that's amazing. It's one letter after another.
I got one today from your friend Franklin Murphy. He was just back 2 weeks in Japan.
Yeah, so did I.
And he's just gushing.
It's the most remarkable achievement in my lifetime. It's Frank Murphy. George Franklin from the Council on Foreign Relations. I feel that the change in our relationship to China could be the most important thing in our foreign relations in a decade.
Well, this period here, you've got basically you're getting an enormous reaction from the leader class, and they eventually are out of the question. They'll build a rep, but they'll affect the attitude for a month, which we haven't been having.
That's right.
Our only support's been from folks, now we're going to get some from leaders.
Holy Cross Fathers, greetings and 10,000 thanks to you and President Nixon for his efforts to achieve fellowship and peaceful negotiation. I have praised at Holy Mass and on and on. May these efforts and President Nixon's discussions bear much fruit for world fellowship and mutual help.
I could have put out some good stuff.
Who?
The Vatican.
The Vatican has put out good stuff. Oh, it's just, but as you said, it's the leader class. This fellow is head of the Kennedy Center at Harvard. The brain trust of Bobby Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy.
What's his name?
Richard Neustadt. He wrote this book on presidential power.
He's on the road there.
And you know, they'll be talking around, and they can't take it back.
And he talks about leadership,
so yeah. Oh, yeah. The president's timing and terseness were masterful.
And terseness?
Yeah.
That's his sentence?
Yeah.
What is it, timing and what?
Terseness.
Well, that's good. Boy, that was a master stroke to give a short speech on that.
Well, the fellow who, I forget who it was.
We changed the world.
Well, somebody said to me yesterday, Franco, the world is no longer what it was at 10:25 on Thursday evening.
Good.
No, 384 words have changed.
Right. 386. Right. Don't count on anything. You forgot. That includes the announcement to that's 386 total.
Yeah, well, the whole mood is different. Just different.
That's
who gives a damn now about Madame Bin's 7 points? Anyone who wanted to start a riot on that, we haven't answered them, we've ignored them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you.
Work him over.
No, I'll work him over and I'll.
It's always good.
I'll make my point. Good, Mr. President.
I'll allow him to report now.
Right.
Or if you get home early, let me know. If you have a positive room, let him do it here. All right, I might be able to. Well, getting back to. I think Chairman Otto, we've got a 54 already. No, we can't. It'd be useful. Well, it doesn't make that much difference.
They're making the point that they took it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that it was too early to measure the effect of the the China thing, and that's what they said. They were surprised that it had moved, and they said they felt sure they would go out and be up substantially. I'm not so sure that's right, because ours would indicate that it might not be.
Well, ours is at 54.
Exactly, we don't know, but ours has been.
We don't know.
They've been at 48, we've been at 54 for 3 months running now.
Yeah.
Three goals, right?
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, too, we don't know exactly where we were right after the papers. Well, it might have been just a bit lower than
Yossi. Yeah.
My guess is it could have been, you know, that there was so much that the barrier right after the Supreme Court decision, there was quite a barrage. You know, that has some depressing effect. But we're not going to give it much of a word, but it's hard to figure. You can't tell about polls. You just don't know. There's certainly a hell of a change in attitudes. I mean, we know from our, you know, you go around and you see,
oh, yeah.
Everybody that Congress is changing, the people of the ball game, everybody goes out, you know, I mean, people are just different. I think a lot of, what is his negative? Does he have the same negative as before? 49, what? 38, 67. They always turn the point, don't they?
Would you bring me in the poll report and my poll book and the Gallup poll? You know, that one.
Well, they make that point in their story, that'll be interesting.
The reason to give them the 54, the week old midweek.
Gallup
was up to 54.
Yeah.
Our last one was 48 also.
Yeah, we just completed on Tuesday, we had 54-32. You see, it's the low to this. We'll see what Harris does too. Harris will probably give he'll deliver to Jimmy his upside. I think it is upside. I have a feeling that there's, I don't know, I can't.
I don't see how it cannot.
Don't believe. We have too many personal polls that indicate that it is. Now, it may be, we'll be able to lose some. You never know. You know, you may lose some hardliners. That's the other part side of the point. You may have a flux here.
Yeah. That's right, because the people, even though there's a strong, very strong, very approved of the China thing, the people who disapprove could be people who were pro-Nixon before.
That's right.
But now disapprove.
In other words, the mix made a change.
On the other hand, a lot of people who approve of the China thing, you know, were anti-Nixon before.
Yeah.
And you would think some of them would move over, you would think that would counterbalance it.
Yeah. Well, it might just balance out. No, I don't think so. I think it's still, we don't have that much opposition, Bob. There's that much. Well, would you look at your figures with regard to people that are pretty, the balance of that poll of ours is extremely encouraging. You know, our own, everything in it. Good God, I mean, who's the best man to go deal with them? Who did this? This is a good idea, and so forth.
No, everything. Thank you.
Very interesting.
Yeah, they were out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 49-38, they come out. Oops. Chamberlain returned your call. The sample is not complete yet. The figure could change on the approval side one point either way.
On the approval side, how does the approval side change without the disapproval side changing?
And by the undecided. They were 48-39 before.
Yeah, well, there's no change then.
That's right. There's no change on ours either.
Well, one thing for sure, we're not going down anywhere. We're just really hanging in there the same. Except Gallup is much higher. Harris says that Gallup is overweight. He's sitting in this strange air shooter with the blacks. I think the young like this one.
Got the breakdowns. All the categories. 65% of the public aware, 90% of the men and 81% of the women see a higher male awareness. And it goes up with age, 89% of the old folks and only 76% of the 18 to 20 year olds. 96% of those who've been to college, and in college. 93% of the people with over 15,000 income. That's just the awareness. The very favorable is higher among men than among women. Higher among older people, goes up with age. Goes up with education. Goes up with income. No difference between Republicans or Democrats or independents. Independents are the highest. Independents 89, and Republicans 85, and Democrats 83.
And that's up. Regional rate.
Yeah. No difference really, except a little higher in the West. East is 85, Midwest 85, South.
Awareness or approval?
Approval. This is very favorable.
Yeah. Where is it the highest?
Wait a minute. I'm reading the wrong numbers. I'm sorry. That was awareness. Oh, it's probably the same kind of awareness. The approval is also much higher among men. A little higher among old folks, but not much difference in age. A lot higher in college graduates.
Yeah.
The regional. The very favorable reaction was 28 overall. Because in the East it was 30, Midwest 31, South 24, West 29.
South would be lower.
A little lower in the South.
Because of the hogs.
About the same. Everywhere else.
The very favorable is damn high on this though, isn't it?
Yeah. Highest it's ever been.
Since November 3rd.
When you combine very favorable and somewhat favorable, it's 58 overall. The East is 62, the Midwest 61, South 53, West 60. So it's really the same everywhere except the South where it's low.
I thought the very favorable was my favorite was higher than that. What was it?
58. I'm sorry, these are going to be recalculated. That's of the 85. Which would be 68 of the total, of the 68 of the people asked the question.
Well, my feeling is this, it may be, Bob, that we have more here of things that's going to have a more delayed reaction. Could be.
Here it is. The 68.
Yeah.
The South and the East of 73. Midwest, 71. South 63, West 68.
South is lower, more hawkish. Okay. But would that be your guess?
Thank you.
first meeting.
I heard it. No, it's not till, there are only going to be two tomorrow night, because Henry's not ready to do his national security file. So the first one's at 10.
Good.
One at 10 and one at 3. And there'll be another one Saturday.
Yeah.